transition into the men's contest. Dakota Wesleyan, 15-3 this year, 7-2 in the league. But to say this is not the team we anticipated seeing is an understatement. This is a depleted Dakota Wesleyan team who will be without their three leading players this evening from the first semester. Have to make some adjustments. Ty Hoagland is the leader with a 22.3 points per game average. He injured his ankle last Wednesday in a win over Northwestern. He is not in uniform tonight. He's averaging 22.3 points per game. Nick Harden is coming back from a two-game suspension, slated to start this evening. Injured in practice last night, 17.8 points per game. Sam McLeod is in the lineup. He chips in with 9.5 points per game. Leads the team with 48 made three-point buckets. Tristan Techmeyer was injured earlier this semester against Morningside. He was averaging 6.3 points per game. He will not play. Colin Kramer is good for 4.7 points per contest. Wesleyan, outscoring teams 80.2 to 67.3. Out-rebound teams 37.9 to 31.9. Tigers convert 47.2% of their field goals and 34.3% of their three-point shots. For the defender men, they come in 15-5 this year, 6-4 in the league. Dort is 7-1 since an overtime loss to Jamestown back on December 4. Garrett Franken leads the team with 15.6 points per game. Jesse Jansma is at 13.4 points per outing. Cade Bleeker is averaging 11.4 points per game. He has a team-high 49 made three-point shots this year and is converting 50.5% of his attempts from behind the arc. Chad Barkham is at 10.3 points per game. These two teams played in Sioux Center on November 13 with Dakota Wesleyan winning on a buzzer beater by Ty Hoagland, 79-78. Starting lineup for the defenders tonight, number two, 6'4 junior from Sioux Center, Jesse Jansma, 13.4 points per game. Cade Bleeker, 6'5 freshman, Sioux Center, 11.4 points per game. Chad Barkema, 6'5 senior, Sioux Falls, 10.3 points per game. Ben Gasing, 6'3 junior, Sioux Center, 6.7 points per outing. Garrett Franken, 6'7 junior, Atlantic Iowa, 15.6 points per game. For Dakota Wesleyan, Colin Kramer, 6'7 senior, Volga, South Dakota, 4.7 points per game. Mason Larson, 6'7 sophomore, Langford, South Dakota, 3.4 points per game. Sam McLeod, 6'8 senior, Rapid City, South Dakota, 9.5 points per game. Colin Oppold, 6'4 sophomore, Sioux Falls, 3.0 points per contest. And Jeffrey Shuck, number 13, 6'5 sophomore, Del Rapids, South Dakota, 3.3 points per game. Dort gets a blocked shot, rebound of a missed shot by Oppold. Dort with a basketball. First possession of the game for the defenders. Pass goes over to Franken. Franken gives it up, Gasing. Gasing, Barkema. Barkema with it on the block. Barkema fading away from 15, no good. Rebound cleared by Wesleyan and Jeffrey Shuck. Shuck with the basketball, gets it over to Kramer. Look for Wesleyan to take their time, bringing the ball up the floor and getting into the offense. Pass goes left side, Shuck. Shuck over to Larson. Larson with the basketball. Wesleyan playing without a true guard in the lineup to start the game. Left side pass, Oppold. Oppold guarded by Gasing. Comes back, right side Kramer. Kramer with it, spins, loses it. Jansma comes away with it. Jesse up the floor, stops on the right wing. Feeds the trailer, Gasing. Gasing puts it on the deck. Drives in, back over to Barkema. Barkema with the basketball. Chad back out front, Jesse. Jesse drives in, puts it up, left hand. Count the hoop and he is fouled. Jesse Jansma takes it hard to the basket. A blocking foul called on Wesleyan and Sam McLeod. McLeod late in arriving, and the defenders take a 2-0 lead to start the contest. Opportunity at a three-point play for Jansma. Jansma, free throw, up, down. Jesse Jansma with 3 points, and the defenders with the basketball, on the defense. Pass goes left side. This is Shuck. Shuck goes down right side over to Larson. Larson with the basketball. Larson gives it over to Kramer. Kramer comes back right side. Three-pointer on the way. Sam McLeod. And McLeod knocks down the three to tie it. Bleeker with the basketball. Back over to Barkema. Barkema outside. Gives it up. Jansma. Jansma back to Gasink. Gasink into the corner. Franken. Left corner three. Missed it. No good. And the rebound is cleared by Colin Kramer. Kramer has the basketball. Kramer will take it across the timeline. Kramer out front. Oppold. Oppold left side. Kramer. Kramer with the basketball. 15 to shoot. Sam McLeod, three, blocked. Rebound, Jansma gets it to Franken. Franken over the basketball. Garrett with it. Comes back over to Jansma. Jansma, right side, to Bleeker. Bleeker beyond the three-point line. Cade, off the dribble, puts it up with the inside hand. Gets the right-handed shot to go. Cade Bleeker with his first field goal today. And the defenders lead it 5-3. 5-3 our score. Mason Larson passes it off to Colin Kramer. Kramer with a basketball. Kramer feeds it underneath to Oppold. Oppold working against Gasink. His shot too strong, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Franken. Franken with a basketball. Franken looking for a ball screen. Gets around his man. Short arms the right-handed shot from the left side. And the rebound is cleared by Wesleyan. Wesleyan will not try to transition with this lineup. Goes to Oppold. Against Northwestern last Wednesday, they kept the shot attempts in the 50s. Typically, teams are in the 60s and 70s. Some even get 80 shot attempts off these days. Oppold, opposite side, three, missed, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Franken. Comes back over to Barkema. Barkema with the basketball. Chad driving the lane, working against McLeod. Back it comes to Franken. Franken tries to shovel it off inside. It's taken back by Oppold. Oppold gives it up to Kramer. Kramer with a basketball. The temptation when you're playing a team that has so many regulars out of the lineup is you want to win it right now. You end up forcing some things. McLeod wheels into the lane. His shot no good, but he is fouled on the play by Cade Bleeker. And free throws on the way for Sam McLeod. Now, McLeod does not shoot many free throws. In fact, this will be his 12th and 13th free throw attempt this season. He's a 46% free throw shooter. First one is dead on. He has another one on the way. Bussard is in. Franken is out. To say Wesleyan is short on the bench is an understatement as well. Anyone that plays for the Tigers off the bench tonight, this will be their first significant playing time of the year. We're tied 5-5 after McLeod makes both free throws. Jansma with it on the wing. Jesse looking, gets it back over to Bleeker. Bleeker dribbles it, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. 4 minutes into this one, we're tied 5-5. Bringing the basketball up is Kramer. Kramer guarded there by Barkema. Pass goes right side, Oppold. Oppold to McLeod. McLeod working in against Bleeker with the left hand, missed it. Rebound cleared by Jansma. Jansma with the basketball. Jansma off the dribble, into the lane. Cut off, Gasing rolls it inside, Bussard. Bussard against McLeod, they bring the double. Ben, three, good. Ben Gasing with the three-point basket, and the defenders lead 8-5. So Ben Gasing drills the three from the left corner. Pass onto the block. McLeod has to go out to the perimeter to get it. Kicks it outside to Shuck. Shuck with the basketball. Shuck over to Larson. Larson right side. Shuck. Shuck Oppold. Oppold with it on the wing. Oppold picks up his dribble back to McLeod. McLeod looking down low. McLeod back out front to Kramer. Kramer, Oppold. Oppold drives in. Vertical contest by Gasing. No good, but there for the putback is Shuck. Shuck with the offensive rebound and the putback. Gasing to Barkema. Barkema with the basketball. Barkema down to the baseline. Reverses. Gasing. Another three. Missed that one. No good. Rebound Barkema on the weak side. Chad in the lane. Chad back outside. It goes to Jansma. Jansma down to the block. Dribbles it off of Oppold's foot, and it's picked up by Wesleyan and Mason Larson. Larson with the basketball, and they'll walk it up the floor again. Larson with the basketball, gets it over to Kramer. Kramer in between the circles. Dort leading 8-7. Lob pass to McLeod. McLeod guarded there by Bleeker. Into the corner. Nothing there. McLeod. McLeod comes back to Kramer. Kramer, three, good. Colin Kramer with the three-point basket, and the defenders trail 10-8. 14 minutes left to play, first half. Giesink, right side, Jansma. Jansma, Bussard. Bussard with the basketball on the block, working against McLeod. Bussard into the lane. Bussard has it stripped by McLeod, and it's taken back by Larson. Larson with the basketball. Larson out front. Larson guarded there by Giesink. Gives it up to Shuck. Lob pass down low, McLeod. McLeod with the basketball against Bleeker. McLeod off of the glass, good. Sam McLeod with 7 points. Defenders trail 12-8. Giesink right side, Jansma. Jansma over the basketball on the wing. Jansma high post. Gives it up, Bussard. Bussard back to Jansma. Jansma picks up his dribble. And Jansma, I thought he came to a stop and held his pivot foot. The official, Joe Wells, saying no he didn't. And Wesleyan now with a 12-8 lead has the basketball. Franken is in the ballgame along with Winterfeld, Brunsting, and Van Langen. Jansma stays on the floor for the time being. Wesleyan not going to their bench. Out front with the basketball is Kramer. Kramer feeds it left side. Now get the return pass to Oppold. Oppold, McLeod. McLeod working his way in against Winterfeld. Puts it up, draws some contact, and a foul call made. McLeod will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul on the play goes on Winterfeld. That's number one on Marcus. Wesleyan leads 12-8. Wesleyan right now on a 7-0 run. Make it 8 as McLeod makes the first free throw. He's got another one coming. Second free throw on the way for McLeod, trying to establish a 6-point lead for the homestanding Tigers. And he does so with a made free throw. McLeod with 7. Out front with the basketball is Brunsting. Chandler with it. Chandler hands it off to Winterfeld. Winterfeld back over to Brunsting. Brunsting down low looking for Franken. Instead, they go on the perimeter to Van Langen. Van Langen with the basketball. Van Langen to Jansma. Jansma with it on the right side. 10 to shoot for the defenders. Jansma with it. Comes back over to Franken. Franken, 5 seconds on the shot clock. Now Brunsting. Brunsting on the baseline. Puts it up. Shot is good. Chandler Brunsting with a buzzer beater on the baseline. And the defenders lead, trail 14-10. Well, you do not want to get sucked into this walk-it-up game. And so far we have been. Left side pass goes to Colin Kramer. Kramer with the basketball. Kramer picks up his dribble. He goes over to McLeod. McLeod guarded by Van Langen. Dort brings the double. McLeod off of the glass. Good. Sam McLeod with a 2-point bucket. It's 16-10. Wesleyan in front. With it on the right side is Jansma. Jansma back to Franken. Franken count the hoop and he is fouled. Garrett Franken will go to the free throw line for a 3-point play opportunity. Definitely feel in this situation it would be to Dort's advantage to get the tempo moving, whether you give up a few buckets or not. You got to get this thing going the other way. Wesleyan is not deep at all this evening. They are playing players in the starting lineup that I didn't anticipate seeing in the game at all if they're healthy, if they have a healthy lineup. Franken makes the free throw at 16-13. We'll see if Dort can get the tempo going more to their liking. Pass goes over to Larson. Larson to Oppold. Oppold with the basketball on the right wing. Picks up his dribble. Comes back over to Kramer. Kramer to McLeod. McLeod outside. Oppold. Oppold three. Good. Colin Oppold with the 3-point basket, and the defenders trail 19-13. Winterfeld gives it to Franken. Franken over the basketball. Franken, 12-footer, left side, no good. Missed it. Rebound cleared by Wesleyan. And it's one and done for Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan will walk it up. 11-10 and counting, first half. Taking it across the timeline is Colin Kramer. Kramer passes into the corner. They give it down low. And we have a reach-in called on Chandler Brunsting. Brunsting whistled for foul number one. So Chandler whistled for the foul. That's team foul number 3 on the defenders. Barkema will check into the game. Checking out is Van Langen. Played nearly a quarter of this contest, and Wesleyan has a 6-point lead, 19-13. Caleb Harmson into the ballgame. Colin Oppold will throw it in. Oppold, right baseline. They give it to Larson. Larson shot, no good. And the rebound cleared by the defenders. Here comes Franken in transition. Wesleyan, man-to-man defense. Franken rattles a 15-footer, no good. Rebound, Barkema. Barkema outside, Harmson. Straight on, Brunsting driving in. His layup, no good over the right hand. And the rebound is cleared by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan over the basketball, Oppold across the timeline. Oppold over to Kramer. Kramer, McLeod, left side. Kramer gives it up, left wing to Shuck. Shuck driving in, puts it up with the right hand. It's good. Jeffrey Shuck with 4 points, and the defenders trail 21-13. Defenders were up in this one 8-5. Since that point, Wesleyan's outscored them 16-5. It's 21-13. Dort calls a timeout with 10:21 remaining in the first half. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more from the Corn Palace right after this. Marcus Winterfeld out of the timeout, able to penetrate, gets the short shot to go. Dort trails 21-15. 10 minutes gone in this one. Wesleyan with a six-point advantage. With it on the right side is Shuck. Shuck gives it to Kramer. Kramer with the basketball. Kramer back outside, Oppold. Oppold feeds it down low. On the block is Shuck. Shuck hook shot in the lane, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Brunsting. Brunsting with the basketball, Dort down six. Winterfeld feeds it down low, Barkema. Barkema with the basketball. Chad working against McLeod. Gives to Franken. Franken underneath the basket. Puts it up with the right hand, rims around and falls through. Garrett Franken with 5 points. Defenders trail 21-17. Wesleyan basketball, Colin Kramer with it. Kramer passes right side over to Mason Larson. Comes left side to Kramer. Kramer on the wing. Top of the key three, McLeod, good. Sam McLeod with his second three. And the defenders trail 24-17. McLeod, 14 points. He is the leading scorer in this lineup at 9.5 points per game. Out front, Barkema. Barkema with it on the elbow. Comes back to Winterfeld. Winterfeld on the right wing. Winterfeld underneath Barkema. Barkema with the right hand blocked on the play by Kramer. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan. Dakota Wesleyan over the basketball. Wesleyan out front. Kramer. Wesleyan playing with a 7-point lead. They feed McLeod on the baseline. McLeod working his way in against Barkema. Drives in. And they give it up to Kramer. Missed it. Kramer actually mishandled it. Here's Brunsting, and Brunsting is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Jeffrey Shuck, I believe. And for Jeffrey Shuck, that is foul number one. Team foul number three on Wesleyan in this half. Free throws on the way for Chandler Brunsting. He has 2 points to his credit thus far. 24-17 our score. 8:22 remaining first half. First free throw by Brunsting. It's up and through. Brunsting with three. Jansma and Bleeker are back in. Giesink is waiting at the scores table if Brunsting makes this free throw, and he does. Brunsting, a 73% free throw shooter. Dort down by five, 24-19. The defenders will show full court pressuring defense now. See how Wesleyan responds. Kramer, steal by the defenders. They give it up to Jansma. Jansma with a steal and a lay-in. Dort down by three, 24-21. Wesleyan with a basketball. Comes over to Oppold. Oppold throws it over the top. Comes back to Shuck. Shuck resets the offense. Dort trying to get out and pressure a little more on the perimeter. Give it up over to Kramer. Kramer with a basketball. Kramer to McLeod. Ball's down on the floor, picked up by McLeod. McLeod with it, comes back right side, Oppold. Lob pass over the top, Larson. Larson, two-point basket. Larson able to seal his defender. Dort trails 26-21. Franken with the basketball. Comes back to Bleeker. Bleeker off the dribble. Bleeker puts it up, blocked. Rebound cleared by Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball, Larson. Larson with it. Larson comes back right side to Oppold. Oppold right back. McLeod, McLeod, Larson. Larson got free for an easy two. Two-point basket. Defenders trail 28-21, 7:18 remaining. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to Dort Basketball on KDCR. Back with more after this. 7-point lead by the Wesleyan Tigers. Wesleyan playing Ironman basketball so far. No reserves. They've not subbed. 7 minutes left to go, first half. Barkham over the basketball. Gives it up to Bussard. Bussard against McLeod. Bussard. Hook shot, right side, missed it. And it's one and done for the defenders. Dort unable to get on the offensive glass. Wesleyan clears it. They walk it up the floor. Pass goes over to Mason Larson. Larson over the basketball. Gives it up to Shuck. Underneath it goes Larson. And we have a turnover against Wesleyan. Larson's going to be called for a double dribble. It'll be Dort basketball. Dort with the basketball, trailing by 7. 6:45 remaining, first half. Gaysink with the basketball, hands it off to Jansma. Jansma out front, now Barkema. Barkema, top of the key. Barkema looking down low, passes left side, Gaysink. Gaysink back to Bussard. Bussard to Gaysink. Ball's kicked, picked up by Bussard. 8 to shoot for the defenders. Gaysink into the corner, Barkema. Barkema, 3. No good. Rebound tipped and controlled by McLeod. McLeod with the basketball, and right now Wesleyan able to execute their game plan almost to a T. Very slow, methodical, use the shot clock, and limit Dort to one shot on the offensive end. Oppold against Gaysink. Oppold, shot with the right hand, good. Colin Oppold with 5. Dort trails 30-21. Jansma with the basketball. Bussard, Bussard, Bleeker, Bleeker with the basketball at the free throw line. Bleeker, Barkema, right side, Jansma. Jansma feeds it, Bussard. Bussard, they bring the double. Back outside, Jansma. Jansma with the basketball and a charge called on Jesse Jansma. Our score. Charging foul on Jesse Jansma, and that is foul number 4 on the defenders in this half. Defenders down 9, showing 1-2-1-1 zone press again. Wesleyan in the backcourt. They get it over to Larson. Larson to Oppold. Oppold into the corner. McLeod. McLeod, 3. Good. Sam McLeod with the 3-point basket. McLeod with 17 first half points. And the defenders are down a dozen. Wesleyan on a 9-0 run, ended by a Cade Bleeker basket, and the defenders are down 10, 33-23. Bringing the basketball up is Larson. He feeds it right side to Kramer. Kramer with the basketball into the corner. Nothing there. Shuck. Shuck back over to Kramer. Kramer to Larson. Larson with the basketball. Larson back to McLeod. McLeod, Oppold. Oppold on the wing. Oppold goes back over to Larson. Larson with it, 4 to shoot. Goes right side, 3, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Bleeker. Here come the defenders. They don't have the numbers. Cade will feed it left side to Ben. Gaysink with it on the wing. Gaysink gives it back to Jansma. Jansma with it. Jansma to Bussard. Dort down 10. Bussard in the lane. His hook shot is good. Zach Bussard with a 2-point basket. Dort trails 33-25. 4:18 remaining in the first half. Wesleyan very efficient on offense thus far. Haven't missed many shots, especially in the last 10 minutes or so. Steal by Barkema. Barkema driving the other way. Throws it down. Chad Barkema with the slam dunk. And the defenders are back to within 6, 33-27, cutting what was a 12-point lead in half. And Wesleyan is forced to use their first timeout. 4:01 left to go in the half. Back with more after this. Wesleyan, after the timeout, inbounds the basketball. They've got it in the backcourt, looking up the floor. And they get it across just at the shot, as the shot clock goes to 20. Dort with a steal. Brunsting, Jansma. Jansma, 3, too strong, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Bussard. No, last touch by Wesleyan. It'll be Dort basketball. Well, earlier in the game, Wesleyan will check a new player into the game. That is number 20, Sawyer Schultz, playing in just his 9th game of the season out of 18, now 19 played. So Schultz checks in. He's number 20. Dort with the basketball. Jansma straight on three. Missed it. No good. And the rebound is cleared by Wesleyan. Schultz will walk it up. So Schultz checked in for Larson. Dort trailing 33-27. Hot front with the basketball. They go over to Kramer. Kramer with the basketball. Very nearly stolen. Coming up with it is McLeod. McLeod to Oppold. Oppold, tough shot, gets it to go. Colin Oppold with a two-point basket. He's got seven. Dort trails by eight, 35-27. Driving in, Van Langen, and Van Langen turns it over. Here comes Wesleyan. Oppold. Oppold up the floor. Oppold to Schultz. Schultz with it. 3 minutes left in the first half. Oppold to McLeod. McLeod, they give it up underneath. Oppold. Oppold, Schultz, and Schultz travels with it. It'll be Dort basketball. Barkema checks into the game. Checking out will be Josh Van Langen. So Barkema is in, Van Langen is out. 2:48 left to play in the half. Brunsting brings it up. Brunsting to Franken. Franken back over to Jansma. Jansma with it. Jansma down to the baseline, cut off. Two players around him. Finds Franken underneath. Franken in the lane. His short shot off the heel, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan will come back the other way. Oppold passes it off to Schultz. Schultz back to Oppold. Brunsting trying to hassle him out front. Pass goes over to Schuck. Schuck, left side Oppold. Oppold against Brunsting. Oppold bullies his way to the basket. Oppold with 9 first half points. It's a 10-point ball game, 37-27, Wesleyan in front. Comes back over to Jansma. Jansma to Barkema. Barkema with the basketball. Barkema into the lane. Barkema back over to Franken. Franken, Jansma. Jansma down to the baseline. Jansma in traffic and one. He'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. That foul is charged to Dakota Wesleyan. And that is foul number two on number 12, Colin Kramer. So Kramer whistled for his second. Just four fouls on the two teams combined. On each team. Jansma free throw is up. Good. Jesse Jansma with 8 first half points. Wesleyan has the basketball, leading by 7, 37-30. Schultz and Oppold in the backcourt. They get it into Oppold. They go to Schultz. Schultz, left side. Driving is Schuck. Back over to Oppold. Oppold puts up the three. Missed it. No good. But there for the rebound and the putback is Mason Larson. Larson makes it 39-30. Wesleyan in front by 9. Comes back to Franken. Franken drives in. Right-handed shot. Good. Garrett Franken, right hand, left side. Dort down 7, 39-32. Would love to see Dort get back to within 5 or less before the half comes to a close. Pass into the corner, tipped out of bounds by Brunsting. Very nearly jumped the route intended for McLeod. Ball goes out of bounds, last touched by the defenders. And Wesleyan will inbound, leading by 7. Throwing the ball in will be Mason Larson in what has been a fast-moving first half of basketball. With it out front is Schuck. Ball deflected, intended for Oppold, tapped away by Jansma. Throwing the ball in is Oppold. Oppold to Schultz. 10 to shoot. Down to the baseline is Oppold, and we're going to have a foul called on Jansma. Jesse picks up his second personal foul, impeding Oppold's progress to the hoop. And Wesleyan will inbound the basketball again. Checking in will be Bleeker. Checking out is Jansma with 101 left. Bleeker has one foul. Jansma has two. Jansma is the first player by my count to pick up his second for the defenders. Shot by Oppold, no good. Rebound by Larson. Larson put back, no good. Rebound cleared by Winterfeld. Dort down 7 with a basketball. Let's see if they can get a 2-for-1 here. 49 seconds on the game clock. Franken underneath, Barkema. Barkema with a left hand, good. Chad Barkema with a two-point basket. Now you not want to stop if you're the defenders. There's a 10-second difference, shot clock and game clock. There's the 2-for-1. Get a stop, and a chance to take the final shot of the half. They go to Oppold, posting up. Winterfeld, not given any ground. Oppold works his way to the hoop, and Oppold with another two. He's got 11. Defenders trail 41-34 with the basketball. They'll hold for the final shot of the half. With the basketball, out front is Brunsting. 9 seconds, now 8-7. Brunsting, Barkema. Barkema back to Chandler. Chandler, three, buries it. Chandler Brunsting with the three. He's got 7 in the first half. It's not quite what you wanted in the first half, but the defenders show some signs of life shortly before the half comes to an end. And Wesleyan leads the defenders 41-37. Wesleyan was up by as many as 12 in the first half. Dort cuts it down to 4. That's where we are at halftime. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Dort 15-29 from the floor, 51.7%. 2-for-7 on threes, 29%. 5-for-5 on free throws. For Dakota Wesleyan, 16-29 from the floor, 55%. 5-of-9 on threes, 56%. 4-for-4 on free throws, 100%. Wesleyan has out-rebounded Dort 15-11. Turnovers, Wesleyan 7, Dort with 6. Defenders are led tonight so far by Jesse Jansma with 8, Garrett Franken has 7, Chandler Brunsting also with 7, 4 each for Cade Bleeker and Chad Barkema. 4 Dakota Wesleyan, 17 for Sam McLeod, 11 for Colin Oppold, 6 for Jeffrey Shuck, 5 for Colin Kramer, 2 for Mason Larson for their total of 41. Dort also had Zach Bussard, Marcus Winterfeld with 2, Ben Gasink with 3. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. And let's take a look at some of the scores from around the conference. In men's basketball, Morningside leads Doan at half, 36-17. Jamestown leads Briarcliff, 23-20. Now that game got a late start due to the overtime game of the women's contest. Hastings leads Midland, 43-33. And Mount Marty leads Northwestern, 47-43. Jesse Jansma to inbound the basketball, and we are just about set for basketball. Jansma will throw it in to Ben Gasink as the defenders get started. Ben Gasink takes it across half court. He passes left side over to Cade Bleeker. Bleeker to Barkema. Barkema on the wing. Barkema matched up with against McLeod. Gives it off to Franken. Franken layup good. Franken with 9. Dort trails 41-39. Wesleyan with the basketball. Colin Oppold brings it up. He gets the return pass. Oppold to McLeod. McLeod, they bring the double, trying to force him to give it up. Ball is loose, picked up by Franken. Franken with the basketball. Garrett into the front court. Garrett, back left side. Bleeker for the lead. Missed it short, no good. Rebound taken away by Mason Larson. Larson with the basketball. Larson in the back court with it. Jansma will try to force the issue. Jansma, they give it up to Shuck. Shuck back over to Mason Larson. Larson to McLeod. McLeod with the basketball. Comes back out front to Kramer. Kramer, Oppold. Oppold, step back. Decided against it. Now Kramer. Kramer dumps it underneath to Shuck. Shuck, hook shot in the lane is good. Jeffrey Shuck with 6. Dort trails 43-39. Into the front court is Gasink. Gasink right side Bleeker. Bleeker to Barkema. Barkema backing his way in against McLeod. Barkema fading away from 10 straight on. Good. Chad Barkema with 6. Dort trails 43-41. Wesleyan basketball, Oppold. Oppold in the backcourt. Oppold gets the pass. Goes over to McLeod. McLeod hands it off to Shuck. Shuck to Oppold. Oppold passes to Larson. Larson to Shuck. Shuck, ball's on the floor. Picked up by Kramer. Now back outside, Shuck. Shuck with it. Now McLeod. McLeod, three ball, missed it. Short, no good. Rebound taken away by Barkema. Barkema right side to Franken. Franken tries to feed it underneath, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by the defenders. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. There have been times this evening where the defenders have added to the degree of difficulty with their passes. Pass goes over to Oppold. Oppold with it to McLeod. Across half court, Wesleyan basketball. Larson has it poked away by Jansma. Jansma comes up holding the top of his head. Now McLeod. McLeod with a basketball. McLeod shot blocked by Bleeker. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by Dort. It'll be Wesley in basketball. Throwing the ball in will be Mason Larson. Larson to throw it. Larson looking. Passes it in to Oppold. Oppold against Barkema. Oppold with the left hand. Good. Colin Oppold with 13. Defenders trail 45-41. Giesink with the basketball. Giesink comes back over to Bleeker. Bleeker with it on the left wing. Bleeker picks up his dribble. Comes back to Franken. Franken Jansma. Jansma on the drive. And we've got a hold called on Wesley and Colin Kramer. That's three on him. So Kramer whistled for foul number three. And another new player checking into the game. This time it will be number 33, Drew Cole. So Drew Cole checks into the game. Drew Cole appearing in his sixth game this season. Here's Barkema, and Barkema, did they call a carry or did they call 3 seconds in the lane violation? They called him for a carry. 17-16 left to go in regulation. Wesleyan leads 45-41. Oppold in the backcourt. Oppold passes across half court to Larson. Larson hands it back over to Shuck. Shuck to Oppold. Oppold out front. Oppold to Larson. Larson down low, Shuck. They bring the double team. Pass goes into the corner. Kick out pass. Ball's down on the floor. Picked up by West, by Dort. Stolen away. Here comes Jansma. Feeds it to Bleeker. Bleeker drives in. Right-handed layup is good. Bleeker with the two-point basket. And we're going to have a flop call, I believe, against McLeod. So no foul. First one's a warning. It'll be Wesleyan inbounding the basketball. Down 45-43 are the defenders. Next time that happens, it will be a free throw for the defenders, but there's no foul on the play. Throwing the ball in, Dakota Wesleyan and Jeffrey Shuck. Shuck to Oppold. Oppold in the backcourt. Wesleyan trying to get it up the floor. Oppold looking. Goes opposite wing. Right side three on the way. Good. Three-point basket for Mason Larson. He's got seven. And the defenders trail 48-43. Every time Dort looks to whittle into the lead, Wesleyan seems to have an answer. Franken to Jansma. Jansma driving right block. Back to Giesink. Giesink layup right hand good. And Giesink with five. Dort trails by three, 48-45. Oppold in the backcourt. Throws it right side Larson. Larson feeds the trailer McLeod. Back to Oppold. Oppold drives in. Short shot, no good. Rebound, no good on the putback by Shuck, but he's fouled on the play. And Jeffrey Shuck, who has 6 points this evening, is averaging 3.3 points per game, will go to the free throw line for his third and fourth free throws this season. 15:55 left to play. A lot of time left in this one, obviously. First free throw by Shuck, no good. Winterfeld is in. Bleeker checks out. A second free throw on the way for Shuck. This one's up, and that one's no good as well. Dort catches a break as Wesleyan can't convert the free throws. Giesink hands it off to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the basketball. High post. Barkema. Barkema against McLeod. Barkema looking underneath. Goes to Winterfeld for the tie. Right wing three. Good. Marcus Winterfeld with the three. And we're tied for the first time since it was 5-5. Dort's last lead was at 8-5. Wesleyan basketball. Oppold. Oppold. They lob it down low. McLeod guarded by Franken. McLeod, they bring a double team, force him to give it up. Wesleyan over the basketball, Oppold. Oppold on the left wing, reverses, right side Larson. Larson comes back, right side, Three, good. Easton Larson with another three. Dort trails 51-48. Barkema over the basketball. Barkema against McLeod. Barkema in the lane. Back to Franken. Franken free throw line jumper. No good. And the rebound is cleared by Wesley. And Wesley in over the basketball. Under 15 to go. Oppold in between the circles out front. Dort has not led here in the second half. Moments ago they tied it. Wesleyan answered with a three. Ball deflected, taken away by Gasink as he's able to jump the route. Gasink coming back the right side. Comes back to Franken. Franken spins. His shot off the glass, good. Garrett Franken with 11 points. Dort back to within a point, 51-50. Oppold in the backcourt, kicked away by Jansma. It will be Wesleyan basketball. Wesleyan with the basketball. Dort leading 51-50. 14:21 left to play in this contest. That's in regulation. Oppold throws it in. He finds Larson. Larson's hit a couple of threes here in the second half. Oppold, right side, gives it up. McLeod. McLeod, right side, Shuck. Shuck, three, no good. Rebound cleared by Franken. Here comes Dort with a chance to take the lead. Brunsting feeds it left side. Winterfeld, three, missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by Oppold. Oppold coming back the other way. Oppold right across the Corn Palace. Script at midcourt. He gets the return pass now. Barkema defending him. Back to Larson. Larson, three, no good. Rebound cleared by Drew Cole. Comes back to Larson. Larson, three, no good. And the ball is tapped out of bounds. Last touch. Last touch by Wesley. And no, last touch by Dort, they say. Brady Lallman, the official underneath, signals out of bounds. Last touch by Wesleyan, by Dort. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. They throw it in. Fresh 20 to work with. Oppold with it. Oppold reverses. Right side, Shuck. Shuck. Back to McLeod. McLeod, three. Good. Sam McLeod with 20 points tonight. Defenders trail 54-50. Right side, Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the basketball. Gives it up Franken at the free throw line. His jumper, no good. Rebound, Buss. Buss off of the glass, good. Zach Bussard with 4 points. Defenders trail 54-52. Wesleyan basketball. Wesleyan in the backcourt. They get it across the timeline. Comes back to Larson. Larson at the top of the key. Defenders down two. Wesleyan over the ball. They feed it down low to Shuck. Shuck, they bring the double. Comes back right side. Another three-pointer top of the key by McLeod. Off the front iron, no good. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Dort basketball. Dort basketball trailing by two. Can knot it with a two. Take their first lead since the first half with a three. Out front is Franken. Franken gives it underneath. Bussard. Bussard against McLeod. Bussard up strong. Gets the shot to go. Zach Bussard with six. We're tied again. 54 all. This one's with 12:23 left to play in the game. Wesleyan basketball. Fast moving game. Neither team committing many fouls. Just one on the board for each so far. Larson with it. Larson back out front. McLeod. McLeod, Oppold. Oppold guarded by Winterfeld. Cross-court pass, drive, Kramer, ball taken away by the defenders. Dort with the basketball. Here comes Franken. Franken with it, and Franken ends up charging into a defensive player after he gave the ball up. And with 11:58 left to go, Wesleyan will call the timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to Dort basketball on KDCR 88.5. 11:58 left to go in the contest, and we're deadlocked. 54-54. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include the Van England Home and Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Sioux Commercial Sweeping, providing professional parking lot and road pavement maintenance since 1975. You can call Kurt Van Borst at 712-441-1096 for all your sweeping, striping, crack sealing, concrete raising, and snow removal needs. by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, an ICAR recognized gold class shop. Their full service automotive collision repair facility, offering 24-hour towing and recovery services in Northwest Iowa. CNH Body Repair, their reputation didn't happen by accident. Find new ways, find new roads at Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Their entire inventory, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock, on the web at highwaychevrolet.com. Well, there is some frustration for the defenders. You'd like to see them be able to get the tempo going, but a tip of the cap to this Dakota Wesleyan team, shorthanded, missing players, and they have somehow found a way to battle to a 54-all tie with 12 minutes left to go in the game. Wesleyan, after the timeout, gets it across the timeline. They muscle it up as they post up Jeffrey Shuck, and Shuck is fouled on the play by Chandler Brunsting as they post him up. And Jeffrey Shuck, who is 0 for 2 from the free throw line, will go to the free throw line here. 6'5 sophomore from Del Rapids, South Dakota. He'll go to the free throw line. His season high of 19 points. That came in the win over Northwestern 1 week ago this evening. First free throw is up and good for Shuck. He's got another one coming. Trying to make it a 2-point lead again for Wesleyan. Second free throw on the way for Shuck. This one's up, leaves it short. It's 55-54, defenders down a point. Brunsting with the basketball. Defenders down one with it on the right side. Brunsting to Franken. Franken with the basketball. Franken with it, deep right side. Lobs it down low for Bussard. Bussard against McLeod. Bussard to his strong hand, and McLeod strips it. And now Bussard called for a foul in the backcourt. For Zach Bussard, that is number one. It's team foul number four on the defenders. So Dort has picked up three really quick after I had noted that there was just one foul on each team. Now Wesleyan with a chance to extend the lead again. Leading 55-54. Every time Dort has a chance to take the lead, Wesleyan has come up with a defensive stop. Backcourt with it. They get it across the timeline. It's on the floor, picked up by Oppold. Oppold, McLeod. McLeod with the basketball. McLeod gives it up. Kramer. Kramer back over to Oppold. They feed it down low. Shuck. Shuck will work in against Franken. Driving in is Larson. And we have a foul on the play. They say that it was a charge. Was waiting for the indication. Joe Wells, the veteran of the group, finally indicates a charge on Mason Larson. I thought maybe they were going to whistle Bussard for being late in arriving, but it'll be Dort basketball down a point. Hanging at 55-54 right now. Pass goes to Bussard. Bussard with the basketball, Jansman. Jansman onto the baseline. They jam the screen. Shot no good. Rebound tapped out by Winterfeld. Brunsting for the lead. Yes! Chandler Brunsting with the triple. 10 for Brunsting. Dort leads 57-55. 10-24 and counting. Ball game. Dort trying to pressure again. Wesleyan gets it across half court. Colin Oppold, Wesleyan trying to answer. Every time so far this evening Dort has made a charge, Wesleyan has had an answer. Oppold with it. Oppold working against Jansma, comes back to Larson. Larson, Shuck. Shuck, three, no good. Rebound, tip, taken by McLeod in the corner. Comes back out front, Oppold. Oppold to Kramer. Kramer gives it up, right side back to Larson. Larson, they give it up, Shuck, eight to shoot. Shuck facing up, McLeod, three, short, no good. That rebound will go out of bounds in the corner, and the defenders will try to build on a two-point lead. 57-55. Bleeker is in. Winterfeld is out. And we've got under 10 minutes to go in this ball game. Dort with the basketball. Brunsting goes over to Buss. Buss underneath to Franken, and Franken has his shot blocked, and the rebound is cleared by Larson. Larson gives it up, Shuck. Shuck with the basketball, thought Dort was going to go up four. Instead, Wesleyan gets the ball back. McLeod on the right wing. McLeod comes back over to Larson. Larson, Oppold. Oppold back to McLeod. McLeod driving in, his shot no good. Rebound taken away by Chandler. Brunsting into the front court. Brunsting stops, pops three, bang! Three-point basket for Chandler Brunsting. Chandler, the senior, coming off an injury, ties his season high with 13 points, and the defenders lead at 60-55, 8:58 left to play in this contest. That's in regulation. The defenders showing some signs of life here in the last 5 minutes or so. They battled back. They tied it at 48. Wesleyan took a four-point lead. Dort tied it at 54. And since then have outscored Wesleyan on a pair of Chandler Brunsting threes to make it 60-55. And Wesleyan calls a timeout. 8:58 left to go in regulation. Today's broadcast is made possible in part by a grant from the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. And by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paint-free, dent removal, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop, 722-2313. By Joe's TV and Appliance in Orange City. They offer new and used appliances, grills, TVs, and now Serta mattresses. All backed with service you know, guaranteed by Joe. Wesleyan basketball across the timeline. They get it up to Larson. Larson to Oppold. Oppold with the basketball back to Larson. Dort in a zone right now. Wesleyan drives in. They split the defense, and Colin Kramer stops the Dort run at 60-57. Defender basketball. Right side is Jansma. Jansma gets a ball screen. Jansma off the dribble. Lost it. It's taken back by Wesleyan. It's thrown in the backcourt. And they come up with it. This is Oppold. So Dort with a five-point lead moments ago. It's now three. And Wesleyan has the ball. McLeod. Left side, Shuck. Shuck on the wing. Shuck gives it up. On the elbow. Back out front. Three, no good. Rebound, Buss. Buss gives it up to Brunsting. Brunsting with the basketball. Dort led by five moments ago. They lead by three right now. Bussard with the basketball. Bussard against McLeod. And Bussard's going to be called for traveling. Game reset with 7:53 remaining. Dort with four fouls. Wesleyan with two. Wesleyan with three timeouts, Dort with four. Wesleyan is not subbed here in the second half. With the basketball, stopping is Kramer. Kramer gets the return pass down to the baseline. Cut off, gets it to Shuck. Shuck, short shot in the lane, good. Shuck with nine, Dort leads 60-59. So just like that, Wesleyan has picked themselves up off of the mat after Dort hit back-to-back threes to go up by five. Dort now leads by one, 60-59, and are in dire need of a basket. Bleeker with it. Bleeker back over to Brunsting. Brunsting gets a ball screen. Brunsting driving in, kicks into the corner. Barkema, three ball, missed it, no good. Rebound tapped, and we've got out of bounds. Last touch by Wesleyan. It'll be Dort basketball. Long ways to go in this one. 7:14 remaining. So Brunsting will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. They get it underneath. Barkema. Barkema dumps it off. Bussard. Bussard, two-point basket. He's got eight. Six in the second half for Buss. Dort leads by three, 62-59. Wesleyan basketball across the timeline. McLeod for the tie. Yes. Sam McLeod answers with a three. He's got 23. And we're tied at 62 all. 6:53 remaining. Well, any question we had, Wesleyan is not going to go quietly. Chad Barkema answers with a two. 64-62 on the free throw line jumper by the senior from Sioux Falls. So Chad Barkema now with 8 points, and the Defenders lead it by two, 64-62. Today's broadcast made possible by Joyner and Zork Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. By People's Insurance, they want to provide you with experience, value, and selection for all your insurance needs. You can call Blake Kruger at People's Insurance in Sioux Center, 722-0101. People's Insurance with locations in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Lester, Akron, Sheldon, Haywarden, and Jasper, Minnesota. 6:46 remaining. Dort used the timeout. Both teams have 3 timeouts remaining. Neither team is in the bonus. And Wesleyan inbounds the basketball down 2. They have it in the backcourt. Oppold. Oppold gets it across the timeline to Shuck. Shuck to Larson. Larson, McLeod. McLeod working his way in against Franken. Kick out pass, Oppold. Oppold driving in, and we've got a foul before the shot. That's going to go on Ben Gasing. It's foul number 1 on him. Team foul number 5 on the Defenders. They've got the bonus up on the board, but that is incorrect. I believe that's still the women's rules. They aren't shooting free throws, so nobody questioning it, but that could be a source of confusion before the night is over. Oppold, jumper in the lane, no good. Thought he got hit on the arm. Here comes Dort. Gasing across the timeline, Bleeker. Bleeker with the basketball. Bleeker, high post, Barkema, hands it back to Cade. Cade, back to Ben. Ben Gasing with the basketball. Ben, still weaving his way in. Too many dribbles, and it's taken away by Shuck. Shuck hands it off to Oppold. Oppold across half court. Dort leading by 2, 64-62. Mason Larson comes to Oppold. Oppold back to Larson. Larson with the basketball. Larson to Oppold. Oppold thinking about the 3, decides against it. Now the pass underneath, and it's tipped, taken back by Wesleyan, driving in a layup. Mason Larson, Chad Barkema. Chad Barkema had his feet swept out from under him trying to get to the ball. No call was made. McLeod ended up with it. And he shoveled it off to Larson from the seat of his pants. And now Mason Larson with an opportunity to give Wesleyan the lead. 64-64, 5:37 remaining. Get to this point of the season, not many secrets. Now, Wesleyan able to shake things up, not by their choice, but so many injuries, they have come in, kind of reinvented themselves in the last week. And Mason Larson gives Wesleyan a 1-point lead. Looked like Dort was going to get the ball back. Wesleyan somehow ended up with it. Now the Defenders trail by a point. Underneath it goes Barkema. Barkema with the left hand, good. Chad Barkema with 10. Dort leads 66-65. Just a little flex cut that time by Barkema. And now Wesleyan brings it up, down by a point. They go to Oppold. Oppold to McLeod. McLeod guarded by Bleeker. Oppold with the basketball. Dort switches on the screen. They go to McLeod. McLeod force him to give it up. Get it back over to Larson. Larson, McLeod. McLeod, 3, off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Gasing. Ben with the basketball. Ben has it out front. Picks up his dribble. Franken dribbles in. Puts it up off the glass. Good. Garrett Franken, 13 points. Dort leads 68-65. 4 minutes and 40 seconds remaining. Oppold with the basketball. He's the point guard by default. He passes right side. They look down low. They get it to McLeod. McLeod, they bring the double, and he finds Shuck. Shuck with a 2-point basket. Defenders lead 68-67. Bleeker, right side, back to Winterfeld. Winterfeld to Gasing. Gasing with the basketball. This is playing out almost to a T, like the game last week in Orange City. Gasing, pass in the lane, taken away, and Wesleyan comes up with it. Wesleyan into the front court, Oppold. Gasing tried to pass out of the double team and passed it into the hands of a Wesleyan player. Wesleyan with it, and a kick called on Barkema. Jansman, Brunstinger in. Gasing and Bleeker are out. 3:52 remaining ball game. Dort 68, Wesleyan 67. Oppold to throw it in. Colin Oppold gets it in to McLeod. McLeod back to Oppold. Oppold looking underneath. Gets it to Shuck. He pops out to the short corner to get it. They go into the corner. Kramer. Kramer, three, missed it. No good. Rebound cleared by Frank, and he hands it off to Brunsting. Chandler will take it across the timeline. 3:35 remaining. Brunsting goes left side. Barkema. Barkema. Brunsting. Brunsting drives in. Draws some contact. No call made. Vertical contest that time by Colin Kramer. And here comes Wesleyan with a chance to regain the lead. Oppold with it. Oppold passes right side. McLeod. McLeod to Larson. Larson lobs it underneath to Shuck. Shuck with the left hand. Good. Jeffrey Shuck, brimming with confidence, is Shuck. And Wesleyan retakes the lead 69-68. 9 second half points for Shuck. Defenders down a point. Barkema with it. Poked away by McLeod. It's taken back by the defenders. McLeod saves it in. Wesleyan somehow comes up with it. They pass it off to Oppold. Oppold across the timeline, and Wesleyan will call the timeout. 69-68. Defenders down a point. Wesleyan basketball when we resume play after the Wesleyan timeout. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Sioux Center Health, providing proudly serving as the provider of choice for Dort University defenders, providing physician athletic training and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health, committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. By the Van Engelen Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate third quality service. Dort trails 69-68. Wesleyan is on a 4-0 run. Dort has led by as many as five here in the second half. That was at 60-55. Dort was up 68-65. And then Wesleyan has scored 4 points in a row. Wesleyan has led by as many as 12. Most recently at 33-21. Dort led early in this one, 8-5. We were tied at 62. That's our most recent tie. Wesleyan inbounds the basketball. Colin Kramer out front. Kramer passes it off to Shuck. Shuck to Oppold. Oppold with a basketball. Oppold to Larson. Larson, McLeod. McLeod, Oppold, 10 to shoot. Larson looking down low for Shuck. Instead, they go to McLeod. McLeod stripped, drives in, puts it up in traffic, and draws a foul. Sam McLeod will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. He's got 23 points this evening. And he's got an opportunity here to extend the Wesleyan lead. That foul was charged to the defenders. And Garrett Frank, and that's his third. McLeod, first free throw, is up and good. McLeod is not a good free throw shooter, but tonight he has been. He's 5-for-5. He's now 10-for-16 for the season. Doesn't draw a lot of fouls, but he makes that one as well. He has equaled his made free throws coming into the ballgame here this evening and surpassed it. Dort trails by three, 71-68, 2:20 remaining. Winterfeld passes it to Barkema. Barkema with the basketball. Barkema goes to Franken. Franken into the corner. Barkema. Barkema left corner. Barkema feeds it underneath Franken. Franken underneath, and Franken is held on the play by Jeffrey Shuck. Shuck whistled for foul number two. Brunsting will inbound the basketball. That's team foul number three on Wesley and in this half. Fresh 20 for Dort. 2:05 left in the half. Brunsting over the top. Jansma. Jansma with it. Jansma drives right side. Kick out pass. Franken for the tie. Left it short. No good. Rebound cleared by Oppold. Oppold with the basketball. He gives it up to Mason Larson. Larson gives it up to Shuck. Shuck to Oppold. Oppold back to Shuck. Wesleyan with a chance to go up by two possessions here. Stolen by Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the basketball. Winterfeld at the top of the key. Hands it to Brunsting. Three ball, missed it, no good. Rebound Barkema. Barkema out to Jansma for the tie. Top of the key, no. Rebound cleared by Wesleyan, and it might not be Dort's night. Kramer clears the rebound. Here comes Wesleyan up the floor. Oppold across the timeline, and a timeout charged to Wesleyan. They lead by three with a minute 15 left, and they have the basketball. Jesse Jansma straight on three. That's as good a shot as you're going to get in that situation. And it was off the mark, and Wesleyan was able to clear the rebound, and now they are in the driver's seat. 71-68 Wesleyan basketball when we return. They're in the bonus as well. They can play a little keep away. They do not have to shoot the basketball until there's less than 55 seconds on the clock. So with 1:15 remaining, Wesleyan uses their second-to-last timeout. We've got one remaining. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA, and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Wesleyan, Jeffrey Shuck, throws the ball in to Kramer. Kramer with the basketball right side. Now McLeod. McLeod to Larson. Larson, Oppold. Oppold looking. 14 to shoot. Now 12. Larson on the wing. Larson looking underneath. Feeds it to Kramer. Kramer, Larson. Larson, three. Misses. No good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. You don't need a three at this point. 50 seconds left to go in the game. Brunsting has it tapped. Drives into the lane. His short shot, no good. Gets it back, tries to pass it out to Winterfeld, and the ball goes out of bounds, last touch by the defenders. Beg your pardon, last touch by Wesleyan. It will be defender basketball. 39.9 seconds remaining. And who's going to call the timeout? Wesleyan will use their final timeout. 71-68, Wesleyan in front by three. It'll be Dort basketball. On the left side of the floor from my vantage point, looking down at the Dort end, offensive end, they'll be inbounding in front of the bench when we resume play after Wesleyan's final timeout. So Wesleyan willing to play it out from here without the opportunity to use timeouts. Dort still has three timeouts remaining, and you might need them. 71-68. And if you, if you get a quick two, you can play the two for one, but you have to be awfully quick on it. Otherwise, you're looking at trying to score, and then you play the foul game and try to get Wesleyan to miss free throws if you only get a two, because there's simply not going to be a lot of time left for Dort to work with. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Inbounding the basketball will be Chandler Brunsting. So Chandler to toss it in. Throws over the top, Barkema. Barkema, Jansma. Jansma off the dribble, and Jansma lost it, but he was fouled on the play. Wesleyan not happy with the call, but they got fouls to give. I don't know that it matters a whole lot. That's going to be foul number four on the defenders, on Wesleyan. and Colin Kramer. Dort throws in over the top. Winterfeld will chase it into the backcourt. Winterfeld will bring it up, and they'll commit another foul. Jeffrey Shuck commits the foul. And for Shuck, that is his third. So Colin Kramer got called for his fourth. And now Dort will inbound again. Wesleyan content to commit some fouls. Winterfeld looking to throw in, gets it into Chandler. Chandler over the basketball. And Chandler is fouled on the play by Mason Larson. It's foul number two on him. And now Wesleyan is up to the bonus. Now they'll play defense straight up. Force Dort to use about 7 seconds through the process of committing those fouls. And the shot clock no longer a factor in terms of the two for one, and now a reach in. And they're going to call a foul on Colin Oppold. Oppold whistled for the personal, and Jansma will shoot a one and one. It almost appeared to me that Wesleyan is putting Dort on the line intentionally. Jesse Jansma with an opportunity with the clock stop to make up some ground. First free throw up and good. A curious strategy, in my opinion. 71-69. Second free throw on the way is up and good. Dort trails by a point, 71-70. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. So the defenders will use a timeout here. Wesleyan will need to inbound, leading by a point. I don't know if you'd get a straight answer out of Matt Wilbur after the ballgame or not, but it certainly appeared Dort was inbounding. They committed fouls to take time off the clock. And then Jansma, on a drive to the basket, simply got held by Oppold. He knocks down both free throws, and now the defenders trail by one. 60-second timeout on the floor. Back with more after this.
This broad.
Wesleyan over the basketball, length of the floor in front of them. 28 seconds left to go in the game. They lead by one. They get the ball inbounded in the backcourt. Wesleyan, they're trapped. Ball is loose. It's still loose, and a foul called in the backcourt on Dort, and I'm not completely in agreement on that one. Free throws on the way for Mason Larson. I think I said earlier tonight, you know, I don't agree with every official's call either, and that would be a case in point. 22 seconds remaining. A reach-in foul called on the defenders in the backcourt. Mason Larson shooting a one-and-one. Free throw is too strong, no good. Rebound Dort with the basketball, bringing it up is Chandler Brunsting. Dort down a point, 15 seconds. Now Barkema. Barkema with it on the left side. Chad out front, Winterfeld. Winterfeld, Brunsting, 7 to shoot. Back to Marcus, 4. Now Franken, and the defenders call the timeout with 3.3 seconds remaining. So this is how it's going to end. Dort, trailing by a point, will inbound the basketball when we resume play right after this, trailing 71-70. Chandler Brunsting inbounding the basketball, and the defenders call a timeout. Defenders use their final timeout. Chandler Brunsting unable to get the ball inbounded, and will do it again. That's Dort's final timeout. Both teams are in the bonus. Defenders trail 71-70 with 3.3 seconds remaining. Dort will be inbounding on the right sideline as you face down the length of the floor. They're inbounding about 24, 25 feet up the sideline. Initially, it was Brunsting who was inbounding. We'll see if that changes. Wesleyan leading, 71-70, 3.3 seconds remaining. So the shot clock is off. Wesleyan has gone Iron Man basketball in the second half. They have not used a reserve. They used one reserve in the first half for 4 minutes. 71-70, Dort limited. Currently 17 points below their season average. Dakota Wesleyan 9 points below their season average. Frank and Jansma. Winterfeld, Barkema, and Brunsting to throw it in. Brunsting slaps it for action. Brunsting looking. Gets it in. Franken. Franken, 17-footer off the mark, no good. And that's the ball game. Wesleyan survives 71-70. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. The Defenders fall by a final of 71-70. Dort trailed by as many as 12 in the first half, 33-21. Trailed 41-37 at halftime. Tied it at 48. Tied it again at 54. Took their first lead of the second half at 57-55. And hit a three from Chandler Brunstein to go up by 5, 60-55. As they did all night, though, Wesleyan challenged, come back with a four points in a row to cut it down to 60-59. It was tied again at 62. Dort led 64-62 and had their last lead at 68-65. It shrunk to 68-67. Wesleyan scored 6 points in a row when it was all said and done to go up 71-68. A pair of Jesse Jansma free throws made it 71-70. Wesleyan missed on a three-pointer on the other end. And Dort was unable to get a good shot in transition. Ran the offense for a bit. And then with 3.3 seconds remaining, called a timeout. Inbounded on the sideline. And Garrett Frank, and 17-footer, contested, was off the mark. And Wesleyan survived 71-70. The Defenders led officially by Garrett Franken and Chandler Brunsting with 13 points each. Wesleyan was led by Sam McLeod with 25. Coach Brian Van Haften has made his way out of the locker room, and a disappointing loss for the Defenders on the road as the Wesleyan Tigers hang on 71-70. And Coach Van Haften, team had a little bit of a sluggish start in the first half, couldn't get on top. Wesleyan was able to play from in front, and that made them a very dangerous team this evening.
Yeah, they're really good. You know, I think that, you know, they're missing some guys, but they have some guys that are really tough, that are, you know, have the ability to make the right plays. They're good defensively, and they just really do a really nice job when it comes to, you know, the defensive side of the basketball. We just didn't get anything done, you know, on the offensive side like we really wanted to. We didn't get some of our looks from the arc, and you know, we had too many turnovers. When we really needed a couple of baskets, we had a 2 or 4 point lead there. Had a couple of baskets, we turned it over. And you know, it's just those are the kinds of things. If you want to win, man, you just can't turn it over. And you know, it didn't have anything to do with the last 2 minutes of the game. I thought we played pretty well the last 2 minutes of the game. But from about the 8 minute mark to the 3 minute mark, we just really, you know, turned it over a little bit too much. And you know, that was the name of the game.
Slight rebounding edge, 26-25. You talked about Wesleyan's defense, and part of that is controlling the glass. Didn't get many second-chance shots tonight.
No, we didn't. We didn't. They didn't either. You know, every time that, you know, what they do well is that anytime there was a loose basketball tonight, you know, they came up with it. And you know, that's what Dakota Wesleyan does really well. They're tough. And they seem to come up with it every time we had one. We just didn't quite come up with it. You know, the fracas over there by the bench over there, McLeod came out of there with it. You know, there's one down here on this end, you're underneath the hoop, and they came out of there with it. And it's just what happens, you know, and those are the kinds of plays that you have to make. And we're trying to work on those things, but we're just still not quite there yet with this group of guys.
Coach, disappointing loss. I will let you go. Get ready for Morningside on Saturday. And obviously, you go from a very good team in Dakota Wesleyan to an outstanding team in Morningside that you've got to get ready for on Saturday night.
Yep. We'll be ready to go. I mean, we're not afraid, and we're looking forward to playing again. And you know, these guys will be ready to play.
Coach Van Haften, thanks for coming out.
You bet.
That's Brian Van Haften. talking about tonight's contest as the Wireless World postgame wrap continues. Here are the numbers. Defenders, 29 of 56 from the floor, 51.8%. 27 of 55 was Wesleyan, 49%. Dort, 5 of 17 from the three-point line, 29%. Wesleyan, 9 of 24, 38%. Dort, 7 of 7 from the free-throw line. Wesleyan, 8 of 12. Dort, a slight 26-25 rebounding edge. As Coach talked about, a few too many turnovers. 16 turnovers by the defenders, 14 turnovers by Dakota Wesleyan. 13 points for Garrett Franken, 13 for Chandler Brunsting, 8 points for Zach Bussard. You had 10 each for Chad Barkema and Jesse Jansma. 6 points for Cade Bleeker, 5 for Ben Gasing, 5 for Marcus Winterfeld, for their total of 70. For Sam McLeod, he led the way for all players with 25 points, 7 of 15 from the floor, 5 for 10 from the 3-point line, 6 of 6 from the free throw line. Jeffrey Shuck, 15 points, 13 for Colin Oppold, 11 for Mason Larson, 7 for Colin Kramer. All totaled, the 5 starters for the Tigers played all but 6 minutes. I said they didn't sub in the second half. They did for a short period of time. Drew Cole squeaked out 2 minutes in the second half. Sawyer Schultz played 4 minutes in the first half. The defenders fall to 6-5, 15-6. Dakota Wesleyan improves to 8-2 and 16-3. Back with a look at the scoreboard and a final word from the Corn Palace right after this. This is Dort Basketball on KDCR. Well, the defenders trying to return the favor after Wesleyan stole one in Sioux Center, but Wesleyan hangs on to win at 71-70 tonight. Morningside a winner over Doan tonight, 68-41. Morningside stays unbeaten in the GPAC, 11-0, and Doan slips to 1-10. Hastings a winner over Midland, 90-70. Hastings 3-7. Midland falls to 3-8. Jamestown and Briarcliff got started late due to the overtime game involving the women. Last check, Jamestown had a double-digit lead in that one. They've gone final in Yankton. I was waiting on that one. Mount Marty defeats Northwestern 89-79. Mount Marty is now 8-3. They're 2 games clear of the defenders. Northwestern slips to 6-5. And I want to give you the most up-to-date score on that Jamestown Briarcliff contest being played in Jamestown, North Dakota. Jamestown leads by 8, 85-77. That's with 5 minutes remaining. So that one's still got some, they've got some work to do up north in Jamestown right now. 85-77, Jamestown with an 8-point lead. Earlier tonight, the Defender women get a 74-70 win over Dakota Wesleyan. Defender women go to 9-3 in the GPAC, set up a clash with Morningside on Saturday. That is scheduled for a 4 o'clock start time in the women's game, Dort versus Morningside, followed by a 6 o'clock start time between the Dort men and the top-rated Morningside Mustangs. That's going to do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort Basketball on KDCR. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Have a good evening.